yourhealthnow.com.
Sending them to college. That's part of We Can Count coming up here in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. How you doing out there, America? Feeling a little uplifted because we're getting closer to the weekend? That is, if you're not working two and three jobs and you actually have a couple days off. There is no rest for the weary when it comes to campaigning. And that's what it's all about, burning up that shoe leather. That's what they used to say. You weren't really running for office unless you went through at least three pairs of shoes. Will Herman Cain get the chance to do that, or is he knocked out of the race by this harassment issue that is dogging him since Sunday night? We'll also jump to that story here in a few minutes. But before we do all of that, one of the big struggles that we've been talking about all along but has kind of gotten lost this week, I think because of the Cain thing and what's happening in the Middle East, if we wanted to go there, and certainly a slew of other things, Halloween power outages and whatnot. But the Republicans and the Democrats are up to their same old ways of being stuck. They're always in stalemate. It's like somebody said to me, we play this game, it's called the one-word game, where you go around the room and you have to come up with the one word to describe yourself, almost like if you were a job interview. You know, when you go to those lame job interviews and they ask you things like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And, you know, what are you supposed to say to that? Or they say, tell me what your weaknesses are, right? Tell me what your weaknesses are. And what's the one word to describe you? The one word to describe Washington, besides lame, is stalemate. In a constant state of being in stalemate. That's what happens between the Republicans and the Democrats, no matter what we seem to be talking about. But absolutely, when we're talking about jobs, we keep hearing about the president's jobs plan, that this infrastructure jobs plan will certainly pour some band-aids, I guess, or solution is a better word, and then some band-aids over the wound that ails America. Like you heard me just say, it's the weekend. I know some of you will still be working anyway, because that's what happens these days. So if we have this infrastructure jobs plan, then certainly we all will have a shot at a job if we need it. Just grab your shovel and your hard hat, and I bet you'll be able to find one, she said sarcastically. And the Democrats are, you know, they're all going back and forth. The Democrats are killing the Republican proposal and vice versa. It's just the same old deadlock locking heads that we've seen. In fact, I'm going to let you hear two sides of the coin from John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who talks about the fact that they've been passing a bunch of bills. They're just waiting around. They're waiting for the Senate. And Nancy Pelosi, who says, we can't be messing around with the small ones. We got to stick with a big bill. Take a listen.
Republicans are focused on getting our economy moving again. The House has passed more than 15 bills that are currently awaiting a vote in the Democrat-controlled Senate.
We want a plan that is big, bold, and balanced. I think the only way it can be big and bold is if it is balanced.
Wow, who writes this stuff? Who tells them what to say? Big, bold, balanced. Really, do we think that that's ever going to happen? So this is, listen, a day after 100 House members put revenue on the table, calling for the super committee to go big with a $4 trillion deficit reduction package, they're joining forces with the so-called Senate's Gang of Six, which is a bipartisan group, for a meeting behind closed doors and comparing notes. So they met for, I guess, the better part of an hour in the office of Senator Mark Warner, who is heading up this bipartisan group and trying to develop some kind of a way to decrease our debt. Will we ever live in the black again? That's what I want to know. Or will the rest of my life will we be in the red? And in Washington, they supposedly are feeling pretty optimistic about this, that they're going to be able to, you know, they're going to meet. The House will come back from its week-long recess, and that starts on Friday, and then they're going to meet again, and they feel like they might be able to come up with something and before the trigger goes into effect, and that would be great because the 12 members of this panel, the super committee, they have until November 23rd. If they don't come up with a plan that reduces the deficit by at least $1.2 trillion and $1.5 million in mandatory cuts will be triggered then. So if they don't come up with something with at least $1.2, then the $1.5 kicks in, and that includes the defense budget, where they are just hunkered down in the bunker, so to speak, at the Pentagon, hoping that they don't have to come up with more things that they have to trim away from the budget, which would include weapons and equipment. And the equipment thing is so sad, because I say sad, if you're being deployed into these horrific situations, you need the best tanks that you can get to try to combat the IEDs that are blowing people apart and still turning over many of our moving vehicles, because not all of them have been converted. A great many of them have been, and that's good news. But if you're cutting money that's necessary out of the budget, then you're cutting away the protections. If this is where the cuts would go, you're cutting away the protections for many of the people who have been deployed 2-3 times even, who keep going back and deserve certainly much better than that. I mean, come on. We can talk about all kinds of other things related to the military, but if you put someone out there, we live in the United States of America. We have the biggest, smartest brains in the world, don't we here? Don't you think that we should have the right kind of equipment for the people who are in the field fighting these crazy, intangible things that they encounter each and every day, where snipers are just waiting to pick them off? I mean, you know, give me a break. So the point of telling you that is it is the same old, and then this closed-door meeting, and, oh, maybe something's going to come out of this, or maybe not. We could just write the script, couldn't we? We could write it. So how do we stop the insanity? How do we stop this? How do we stop the waste and the squandering away the hours and going back and forth about the same things round and round and round? All right, speaking of that, I do have to delve into Kane and whether or not he's going to survive to burn up that shoe leather, like I was saying. That's coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Weather the storm of controversy from the sexual harassment accusations that bubbled up thanks to Politico on Sunday night. And now here we are at the tail end of the week, and one of the accusers is saying that I don't want to come forward except to speak through an attorney because, frankly, I don't want to deal with the media. I don't want to endanger my job or be outed as the person who filed a sexual harassment claim, but I want to clear up what Kane's been saying because he's not telling the truth. So Kane repeatedly is denying, you know, all these accusations in a lot of interviews that he's done. And what was interesting, I have to admit, the interview that he did with Sean Hannity was interesting because Hannity said to him, he said, did you tell a woman she looked good and that the dress looked hot? And he said, no, nope. And did you flirt? Something like that. Did you flirt? You know, anything you could think of there? And he said, nope. So his aides are just trying to make it as though everything's back to normal. And are they benefiting at all from the controversy financially? Because they've raised some money. There's no question about that. In fact, donors have said, and ready for this, $1.2 million. This is since that news first came up, and that's Sunday. So we're talking, you know, really kind of 4 days loosely. $1.2 million, the best yet. There is a chord that this man has struck with plenty of people. Chris Wilson, who is a lobbyist now and worked with Kane, Herman Kane at one point, and one of the accusers, said it was pretty obvious where all of this was headed. He was on an Oklahoma radio station, and since then, he's, you know, his what he said has been played I'm sure, all over the place. He talks about the fact that most that were at the restaurant table when he was flirting with this intern is what Chris Wilson is saying. Certainly they knew when he decided to run that the campaign would go up in smoke eventually. And here's Chris Wilson.
She was a very lower-level staffer. I think she was maybe 2 years out of college. And this all occurred at a restaurant in Crystal City, and everybody was very aware of it. And I don't want to be drawn into it specifically, but if she comes out and talks about it, I think it'll probably be the end of this campaign.
Yeah, so there's the question. Is it the end of his campaign or not? And, you know, everybody's trying to speculate, throw in their two cents, ex-political people, people who run campaigns, all of that. And we just don't have the facts. Until you get all the facts, do you just accept things on face value and that's it? Or you let your imagination certainly can run wild. The woman agreed not to speak publicly about the episode. She said occurred when she worked for the restaurant trade group, the National Restaurant Association, and Kane was the president then, so he was running this. And this was in 1999. When he was asked initially whether he would want the employer to agree to the request to lift the confidentiality agreement, he kind of stepped around that. But then I saw an interview where he said it was fine. And a lot of people are asking about his wife, Gloria. Is she supportive? What does she say about all this? And he says she's supportive. She's 200% behind me because I haven't done anything whatsoever. And when you have an opening like this and you're running for that same ticket, I mean, you want to be representing the Republicans. Do you dive in, try to pick away the bones of the person and the controversy? What's interesting is most are staying away from it. They're staying away from it because of what it might do to their own, I think because of what it might do to their own polling numbers and stuff, including Mitt Romney, who's right up there with Kane. In many of his interviews, Kane is saying that this can be incredibly challenging to deal with because it's very disorienting to be campaigning and be dealing with all of what's happening with the same questions, with the same thing. It's a ton. We can't get anything done. We can't focus on the other things that we want to focus on because I'm constantly having to deal with this. And the people are trying to compare Kane to Bill Clinton and other politicians, but the media, I think, was a little bit different around the Clinton, I think around the Clinton saga, if you remember. I mean, ultimately, he got nailed, and still to this day, they play that one soundbite, "I did not have sex with that woman." Who hasn't heard that a couple of hundred times? But they didn't really dive after him. So there's accusations that, oh, this is a witch hunt, and everybody's going after Kane, and that's what the deal is, and, you know, why is that? And I don't know. I don't know that I believe that. I think Politico, when they broke the story and the whole anonymous sources thing, that always makes you think, oh, yeah, really, anonymous sources. It was probably one of the women that talked to Politico, but I think until to satisfy that itch about, is there something more here, until somebody comes out and speaks about what happened, they're just going to keep pushing this out there round and round and round again, however it gets out there. I don't think that this goes away. I don't think this goes away for Kane, and most people really believe that it's ultimately like a balloon. And it's just getting bigger, and it got bigger and bigger in the Kane train, and everybody liked how authentic he seemed and how he was. But that bubble could absolutely burst. Some people think Newt Gingrich, who had his own problems with women, with wives, some people think Newt Gingrich is the guy who's going to surprise a lot at the end. And even though he's not in the double digits, in one poll he is, but he's not as close to Romney or Cain right now. This could be his window. There's something about a horse. We were talking about the Breeders' Cup coming up at Churchill Downs. There's something about a horse that comes all the way from the back or almost the back of the pack, and suddenly there's this race to the wire you can't believe because they seemingly came out of nowhere. This could be, the spoiler could be Newt Gingrich. He could surprise a lot of people and hang in there till the end and ultimately knock off like Herman Cain, knock off Mitt Romney even, if enough people pay attention to what Newt Gingrich is saying. And he's wanted to be president. He's thought about it for a very, very long time. And, you know, you see now how easy it is for something, some skeleton or something to dance out of the closet that can take down the current buzz in the Republican Party, and how all bets are off, until the very, very end. All right, each and every America tonight, and this is coming up here shortly, we do a We Can Count. So we've got We Can Count for you. I promised that I would tell you how much it costs for you to raise a child if you had one right now. I have a friend who's pregnant, and she and her husband, you know, are planning, doing that whole planning thing. May is when their baby's due. And I was going to send her the story that I had read with some of the numbers, and I kind of took a step back and thought better about it. Why scare them to death when they see what kind of money they're going to need? Let them enjoy it. So that's going to be part of We Can Count, and then some other numbers as well that we'll throw in there, including some of the numbers of emails that Kim Kardashian is getting over her whole divorce filing thing. And why I said this when the story came up, it's funny to laugh at it and look at it, but why does anyone care about what the Kardashians are doing? Other than, I guess, the fact that their wedding got comped pretty much. And, geez, wouldn't you like a comped wedding to the tune of like $250,000? And you have to pay back a thing. You just have to somewhere mention the ring where it was bought, or talk about the tuxedo or the Vera Wang dresses, or, you know, whatever it is. We Can Count coming up.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. arrangements. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Every year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issues some new stats on the cost of raising a child from birth to age 18. Ooh, this would scare you away. The latest report says the average cost, this is average, is $226,000. Oh, yeah, $226,920. Yeah, so add that on. Almost $220,000. $700, 40% more than a decade ago. That is crazy. 40% in 10 years. So think about a middle-income two-parent family with two kids. Two kids. And it depends on where you live. If you live in, some people are listening to me right now in Washington, kind of close to Seattle. It's a beautiful area. Pretty expensive, though. The money goes up. If you're in New York, the money goes up. If you're in Los Angeles, of course, the money goes up. When you cross the state line in California, especially when you head to Southern California, you just should just open your wallet. Take everything now. Just take it all. Leave me enough so I can buy a few Carl's Jr.'s burgers. But take everything else. And they predict that, according to income, location, all that stuff, it could be 25,000 more than the number I just told you about. Ooh, man. And that does not include college. That doesn't include college. So you're not, where are you getting that money? Here's what you do. If you have a son, immediately when you go to church, you pray. Pray that he's going to be left-handed so that he could be a pitcher somewhere. Left-handed pitching, they always need it in the bigs. There you go. And if you have a daughter, teach her how to swing a golf club because there's some golf scholarships out there at some pretty decent schools. So maybe that's a way where they could pay for college because you could get a scholarship. I mean, it's more than laughable. You almost want to cry when you hear that number. And you wonder why so many people have opted to either wait to have kids or have decided not to have kids because they just feel like they can't afford it. They couldn't sustain it. So I don't want to depress everybody, but for just a few minutes, we're going to go down this lane with the numbers. They said the ranks of America's poorest poor have climbed to a new high, 1 in 15 people. That's across metro areas, and that's, of course, related to the housing bust, because that pushed a lot of your inner city poor folks into suburbs and other places, and then the jobs went away and the income. And that's pretty stark, though, 1 in 15. And this comes, a week before the government releases its first ever economic data that's going to show more Hispanics, older and working age poor that have fallen into poverty. Man, oh man. You know, it used to be when people first moved to the United States, if you read any history about it, and still this happens, where you had families that just lived together. You had the first generation, the second generation, and sometimes the third generation, boom, 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 whoever was alive. It could go back to that same thing because people won't be able to afford to live on their own. And how about mortgage rates? For the past 52 weeks, we hear about these mortgage rates, and the average rate, we're just mentioning the housing bust, the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 4%. 4 weeks ago, the average rate fell below 4% for the first time in history. So if you're in a place in your life where you can afford it, so you're the opposite, boy, it's an incredible time with these rates to have a house, to be going at chasing after a house, because those are absolutely historically low numbers. You talk to a lot of people, and depending on how long they've been in their homes, they have double digits. They have 10, 11, you know. So I've talked to someone the other day who had like a 12, and they were going to it looked like they could refi. But, man, that's 4 to 12, the difference there, that's big. That'll save you. This is a strange story. There was a woman in the Bay Area who was trapped in the airport for 8, sounds like the Tom Hanks movie, for 8 days, all because of a lack of $60 for a baggage fee. So, you know, we see the pictures of people crashing the airport because of power outages and snow and whatever. She said she had nothing but an airline ticket and $30 in her pocket. And then that's where the problem began. So she was trying to start a new life in Idaho, and trying to get there, she was unable to pay for this fee. She had these bags, an extra piece of luggage. And so what she did is she didn't realize. She went to the U.S. Air and was told that it was $60 to check her bags, and that she offered to pay the fee when she got to Idaho. Like, look, I'll go to Idaho and we get off the plane, we can pay it right there. And they said no, because that's security regulations. We can't do that. That's not, you know, possible. Then she was trying to get a new flight, and she was going to have to pay more in change fees and all this other stuff, and how much it was going to actually run her. So she, I think, had no idea what to do, had nobody that could help her, all that kind of stuff. And she basically camped out at the San Francisco terminal. And I guess at one point she was so crazed by not having anyone help her and no one to go to that they treated her for anxiety at the medical clinic there. And they almost arrested her for being a vagrant at the airport. So she's, you know, was scratching it out over 8 days trying to stretch it. And finally, there is an airport chapel, and they were trying to raise money to help her. They gave her $210, so it covered the original arrangement that she could restore the ticket with U.S. Air, and the $150 change fee would be in that, with $60 to check the bag. Is that ridiculous? I mean, it could happen where you go to the airport. Oh, I could see this happening to me. You know, you run out, you're going to grab a plane. But if you're really at your wit's end and there's a reason why you're getting out of the very expensive Bay Area to take a break, to get a break from the outrageous prices in that area that you can't afford to live, you don't have a job, you're really stuck, which is what she was doing. She was running away from it pretty much. And you don't have, I mean, you just don't have any money. You have what's in your pocket, and you haven't flown in forever, and you just don't even realize about the bag fees. The bag fees, I talked about this on another show we did. It's amazing how much they nickel and dime you. Now, some of the airlines are doing a thing where it's not just about first class and everybody else, but now it's also about seats. You want an aisle seat? We're going to charge an extra $15. You want to sit in a certain part of the plane? Might have to charge you another $20. I mean, they will try to get you coming and going. Here's a big one for Groupon. You know what Groupon is? You get it on your inbox, and they offer you half prices, half off, 20% off, whatever it is. Usually it's half on going to a spa or taking your pet to the vet or, you know, a myriad of things. So now Groupon has become so big, they raised $700 million after increasing the size of their initial public offering to become, check it out, the largest IPO by an internet company since Google raised $1.7 billion in 2004. That's amazing. Now, the global leader in these daily deals is valued at $13 billion. How do you get to that point? Somebody comes up with this idea, they go out and they sell it to all different restaurants and companies, other companies, and it just takes off like wildfire. People jump on it because it's like getting a coupon. It was something you could have done anyway or were going to do anyway, and you save a ton of money. So after they increased the offering by 5 million shares to 35 million in total and pricing them at 20 each, it's above the initial range of 16 to 18. So anyway, what's interesting to me, and the number you need to know, is the initial public offering is pretty high. Wow. Raised $700 million after initially going after it. That's pretty big. Groupon, $12.8 billion valuation. Who knows what's next? The Internet is the wild, wild west, without a doubt. That's it for We Can Count. By the way, if you ever have any suggestions for We Can Count, and I have gotten a few, a number that you think is interesting that you pick up from your local area, send it to me. Something you read while you're looking at the local paper, whatever. Send it to americatonight.net. Cheap movie review, that's next. Get your popcorn.
Hi. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Tonight, we're not beating up on Kane. We're not talking about Greece and how that's going to screw us up if they don't shut up and take the deal that the IMF is kicking in and the Europeans bailing them out once again. That's going to happen. So that's all the G20 was about. We're not going there. We're not talking about, the push-pull of the Senate and the House over the jobs bills and how we can put people back to work and the same old noise that we're hearing in the background. Instead, there is a way for you to escape, my friends. Maybe you're a movie fan and you might have heard of some of these movies. I like comedies personally, and I also like, it's not drama, suspense. I like movies with a lot of suspense in it, but so it's one extreme or the other. This weekend, one that has a star-studded cast that's coming out is called Tower Heist. This actually might make my list. Take a listen.
Morning, Mr. Shaw. Everything's set for your dinner party. The guy stole from everyone who works in your building.
They're going to get our money.
It's all gone.
I'm thinking of becoming a male prostitute.
I think I might have a better idea.
So you're saying you want to rob $20 million from Arthur Shaw's penthouse apartment?
Yes. You're going to go to jail.
Yes.
You're going to die. Probably
yes.
Both.
Yes. Yes. Join me.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Well, now we're undefeatable, aren't we?
Let's storm the castle together.
We're not criminals. We don't know how to steal.
You know someone who does.
You made bail.
Today I taught you how to pick a lock with a bobby pin. Here's your bobby pin. This is your bobby pin. This is your punk-ass bobby pin. You unlock the door, you won't freeze to death. I'm going to be inside having sex with Rita.
Who's Rita?
I'm at a restaurant across from the tower.
What are you doing? It's supposed to be a secret.
I didn't say which restaurant across from the tower.
Can't afford to eat here anyway.
We can order whatever we like.
Lunch is on me. Roll with the top
dog, do it like a roster. In a robbery, you have to be ready to adapt at any moment.
How is this supposed to be right if you made it out of Legos?
Dimensions are completely accurate.
They might as well use Lincoln Logs or Tinker Toys. And who's this, Webster?
Things gone rogue.
Mess with me? Yeah, a dead man.
I don't care what it takes, so we'll find a way to make things right. The real trick is getting away with it.
Let's do it.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is just moments away.
We got a dangler!
I'm not going out there.
I will blow your face clean off your face. Whoops!
What the hell were you doing? You start foaming up in the mouth and your eyes go crooked.
It was very scary.
Yeah, you get the gist here. There's workers. They're at a luxury condo. Picture it. Then the penthouse billionaire, not too far from the imagination of what could really happen, has stolen their retirement. They plot the revenge. Ben Stiller is the leader of the gang. Eddie Murphy, he's there for good measure, and Casey Affleck as well. Matthew Broderick. And a cast of characters that you would recognize. Could be funny, but I'll wait for video, and I could laugh even harder in my own living room. How about this one for comedies? Harold and Kumar with A Mix of Christmas.
I shot Santa Claus in the face. He's real, and I shot him in the face. What the?
You want to see my room?
Ah, Mary. He's single, though.
Kumar.
Sorry, I don't date black guys.
What?
What are you doing?
What?
My daughter's in there!
What?
Neil Patrick Harris. Welcome to heaven. I'm Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. I practically run this place.
Oh, for reals?
I mean, my dad owns it, but I'm kind
of
number one.
You're one of those.
Watch out!
Who are those guys?
I think I'm starting to trip out
a little bit. Those kids put something in here.
Dude, we're claymated.
Awesome! Oh, my God. This is like that scene from A Christmas Story. How did this happen?
Oh, is it? Is it like the scene from Christmas Story?
Ah!
I'm sorry, dude.
Oh!
Just walk it off.
I don't know. Hasn't the whole 3D thing jumped the shark by now?
You don't understand.
It makes Avatar look Avatar-ish. It's going to be amazing.
Who are you looking at?
Merry Christmas.
I hope you're still alive.
What are you talking about?
We saw you get shot.
In that whorehouse?
In Texas.
You branded a prostitute.
Remember?
You have to be more specific.
A very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. In 3D.
Why don't you take your sweater off? For a massage. Just a couple girlfriends.
Okay. Get off of me! Oh, I thought you were gay.
I am gay. Gay for that.
Get the monkeys.
All right, you get the gist there. These two are pals. They've grown apart. They've got new friends, and it's Christmas time. So just imagine the things that can happen. A lot of different things. Some interesting other people are in this besides the usual guys. Neil Patrick Harris, also John Cho is in it, and it's R. I know you're shocked by that for a whole list of reasons. It's a pretty long movie, too. It's almost 2 hours long. I could end up seeing this. I heard my husband giggling like a kid watching some of the little scenes from this. So I may end up at this one with those crazy 3D glasses on that I'm always complaining about. How about Killing Bono? That's our last one on the list. Check this out.
In 1976, the McCormick Brothers,
we're going to be the next big thing,
started the second best band. Dublin.
It's showtime!
But as they got better, the other band...
See you on top of the pops, boys.
...always had the edge.
You're looking at you two.
You two.
It sounds like a bleeding submarine.
Do you want to bother them much? Do I bollocks?
Next Saturday, we'll blow them off the stage.
Hold on. Rest of the dead if hope doesn't count.
Who's going to go see the pub?
Bollocks.
What's your problem?
I stopped Ivan being in the band.
We want your brother on rhythm guitar.
We can't help him.
You too? Wow.
What's your thing for?
The truish story of two brothers.
I could have been in Orbit, the best band in the world.
What do you want me to say?
That you made the worst decision of my life.
Who didn't find what they were looking for?
None of us did.
I'm telling people that the next you too. Only better looking. I'm gay.
Ben Barnes. Robert Sheehan. Killing Bono.
Furious of him. I mean, is he taking the piss now or what? He still hasn't found what he's looking for. He has got everything he ever wanted.
Oh, yeah, this could be interesting. Again, a rental, most likely. And it's obvious what it's about. An hour and 54 minutes for this one. Another R-rated flick. And it's about sour grapes, really. All right, if you go to the movies and you see any of the things that we just mentioned or something better, give us your own cheap movie review. Send it to me, americatonight.net. I want to hear what you have to say. Maybe you give us a recommendation or a thumbs down.